Hello, everybody. This is Father John. It's the Tuesday after All Saints. Now, let's just jump right in and get started with our readings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The readings from the Epistle of the Holy Apostle Paul to the Romans. Brethren, now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man, unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had yet being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also, and the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had, being yet uncircumcised. The readings from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Matthew. Jesus said, Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Okay, so let's take care of something quickly. A question came in about the first two verses of this reading, or I should say the reading in Romans. And the question was, do the first two verses combat the belief of acquiring merit with God? So let's just reread those quickly. So St. Paul there says, Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. So in our Western discourse about Christianity, we often find a lot of confusion around the relationship between faith and works, because the notion of justification by faith has been taken up by the Protestants and changed from its original meaning. So the Protestants think about justification by faith as faith alone, where we Orthodox don't get hung up on that. We don't get hung up, rather, that is to say, on the notion that we have to, so there's some dichotomy between faith and works. Rather, we say that, yes, of course, justification is by faith, but we are able to perform the works that are required, that even St. Paul affirms throughout his epistles, by means of faith, and thus we're justified by faith. So again, the distinction here, when St. Paul, the distinction here is between justification by faith, which is the Orthodox understanding, and justification by faith alone, which is the Protestant understanding. So when St. Paul says in Romans chapter 4, the first two verses of the reading, somehow I just lost what I was looking at, sorry. Verses 4 and 5, or 5, he says, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." He's not saying that works are not necessary, but rather he's saying that we are justified, we are able to perform the works of God, we are able to live in Christ by means, first and foremost, of faith. And that faith must be living, dynamic, continual, something we strive after throughout our entire lives, not something that we just, one time say, "I believe in my Lord Jesus Christ and I'm saved," past tense, but rather that we're working towards salvation by means of the acquisition of grace. All right, so with that in mind, let's have a look at Matthew chapter 7, which was the second of the two readings. Now, notice that the reading begins by saying, "Beware." Our Savior says, "Beware of false prophets." And nowadays, we need to stop right there and then, because we have this idea propagated nowadays that somehow beliefs are all equivalent. That, you can have your truth and I can have my truth. In morality, this is understood as moral relativism, and in religion as ecumenism. But it's interesting because if our Lord believed that, why would he said beware of false prophets? In what sense would they be false if it wasn't important what you believed? Right? If we are to take our Lord's words seriously, we have to acknowledge that he thought that there was a right way to think about God and a wrong way to think about God. If it is unloving to say that someone is preaching falsehood, then our Lord himself would be wrong in what he just said, which of course is impossible, because after all, our Lord was the God-man. He's not simply a man. He's the Theanthropos, as they say in Greek, the God-man. And so he was sinless, and every word from his mouth was true. So we have to take very seriously his charge to beware of false prophets. Then have a look at verse 21. He says, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." So now, if we turn to the commentary of Blessed Theophylact on that very verse, this is what Blessed Theophylact says. He says, "Here Jesus shows that he is Lord by saying, 'Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord.'" Jesus, in fact, is saying that he is God. So first we have that out of the way. So Blessed Theophylact goes on. He teaches us that we derive no benefit from our faith if it is without works. "He that doeth the will of my Father," right? So not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. So works are necessary according to our Lord and also according to St. Paul. He did not mean that did the will of my Father on one occasion, but that doeth the will of my Father, right? So what this means, again, to return to what we said when we were talking about Romans, the life in Christ has to be a continual striving after God's will. We have to be striving every day to go from glory to glory and strength to strength, to turn our way of thinking away from a worldly way of thinking, or change our way of thinking from a worldly way of thinking to a godly way of thinking, which means we have to start to operate by means of faith. And as we proceed with faith and with humility, we will then be able to do the will of God more fully. So let's have these things in mind. Let us ask our Lord to grant us faith. Remember the words of the man in the gospel, "I believe, Lord, help thou my unbelief." Let us try, let us persist, that we too may not only call out to our Lord, but do the will of our Father which is in heaven, and so acquire the kingdom. Amen.